This episode is brought to you by The Hartford, a leading provider of employee benefits and income protection products that is dedicated to standing behind U.S. workers to help them pursue their goals and get through tough times. For more information about The Hartford, visit thehartford.com/employee benefits. We've also got a link in our show notes. In January 2024, I talked to my first husband. The one who died in November 2014, the one whose initials I wear around my neck, whose writing I wear on my wrists, whose soul I carry tucked inside of my own. I've spoken with him before and after his death. I've spoken with him after his death. Short, accurate, resonant messages randomly delivered by two different mediums. Visits and dreams where he's both dead and so alive and ready to tell me something important. He shows up for me in numbers, 666, 1234, which it is right now. Oh my God. In the sky, hawks, in obscure songs that hit the radio at the exact right moment. I'm not the most woo of people, but I did grow up Catholic, and there is a mysticism to that religion that does make sense to me. Pray to a saint, pray for your dead loved ones, remember them with lit candles and rosaries. The veil between what is now and what is next is sometimes thin, and I've seen through it only a few times. When I told my stern father on his deathbed that he had been a good dad, he looked at me with childlike disbelief. Softened by the specter of death, he had whispered an incredulous, "Really?" He died a few hours later. Weeks later, when Aaron took his very last breath and I felt a keyhole to the universe opening up. When our son, unprompted, stood on his tiny picnic table in the backyard of a home Aaron had never lived in and said, "I'm waving to Papa. He's the sky, he's the grass, he's the clouds." I didn't know what exactly I was getting into. That night in January, I knew that my friend Amanda had invited me to an event in Burbank, that I had bought a ticket, and that I would be meeting some of her friends. I didn't know that Laura Lynn Jackson was a celebrated medium, or even why we were there. I brought a notebook and got there early like a good girl, and I had the most intense spiritual experience of my entire life. Aaron was there. He was hilarious, and in front of 150, 200 people, I asked questions I didn't know I had, and I got answers I didn't know I needed, and validation of what I knew in my heart and soul, that he had guided me to Matthew, the man I am currently married to, that the baby that Aaron and I lost was never meant for me on earth, but meant for Aaron in the other world, and that Aaron is a part of this family, and he loves us, all of us. It felt like hours. It was minutes. And 12 hours later, I walked into a random coffee shop and the music switched to the artist that Aaron and I had seen on our very first date, and electricity shot down my spine and I had to keep my sunglasses on inside. Aaron told me before he died, "It's going to be okay." And I thought, that's the brain cancer talking, buddy. No, no, no. Things will never be okay again. My father told me hours before he died, we never really leave one another. One was an agnostic who regularly wore a tank top that said Satan. One was very Catholic. Both were right. Any medium will tell you they're not your loved one's first choice. Your dead people are always here, always around you, always watching. So note to self, don't pick your nose. That's literally a note to myself because Aaron asked me to stop. The ones you love still love you, are always sending you little signs and messages that you are loved, you are held, you are, believe it or not, going to be okay. I'm Nora McInerney. This is It's Going to Be Okay, a little group project where we try to give you something to start and or escape your day with the opposite of a doom scroll. If you like my writing, which this is, you might like my newsletter, which is linked in the description. The post that we are linking to also includes photos that go along with this essay. We are an independent podcast brought to you by Feelings & Co. Our team is Marcel Malikibu, Claire McInerney, who produced this episode, Michelle Planton, and Grace Berry. This episode was mixed by Amanda Romani, and our theme music is by Secret Audio. This episode of It's Going to Be Okay was brought to you by The Hartford. Employee benefits have always been hard to understand. They're even tough for employers to explain, which just makes it worse for people like you and me. The Hartford knows there's a better way. They're a leading group benefits provider that's using familiar language to get straight to the point when it comes to the benefits they offer. Because if your benefits sound confusing, who's going to know how to actually use them? Learn more at thehartford.com/benefits.